Yo, what up, Nacho? 3 and Tell is on the air, 104.5 The Zone. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. Beautiful day in the Music City. Brent Daugherty with you. So is Dawn Davenport.
Hey!
There has been a little movement in our pursuit of Joan Jett.
Has there? Positive movement? Positive? Do I need to sit here and talk about how...
More positive than it was, let's say that.
This song is my mantra?
This is true.
I have informed them of your love for this song and her.
Okay.
So good. They know.
So, okay.
So we'll see what happens.
I'm not going to get into detail on like how we are being assisted with this process, but...
Okay.
Let's just say the power of the radio station is evident and is being put to use as a member of the listening audience might know someone who knows her and reached out.
Really?
Last night. And,
God, I freaking love our listeners.
And so, you know, we were given an email address and the proper person to contact, and we were told that Joan is a huge sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
And that she gets a lot of requests.
Of course she is.
They said she gets a lot of requests, but she may be down for this because she's a huge sports fan. She loves baseball. She loves the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, okay. We can be Orioles fans.
There's some loose rumors that Baltimore may end up in Nashville.
There you go.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I don't think that'll happen.
Loose like a Lucy cigarette? Like loose?
If you watched like and listened to The Strike Zone, you would know that because we talked about it last week.
So,
thank you very much.
Hunk, I always listen.
In the process of blunt making, Baltimore has unrolled the Swisher Sweet. But they haven't filled it back up yet.
Okay.
So we don't know which direction they're going to go.
Okay.
Is that a good analogy?
No.
I just love that's the analogy you chose.
What did you do with the guts of the Swisher?
I don't know. That was, people tell me that's an issue.
It is, but do they come down here to Nashville? Do they bring the guts with them?
I don't know.
The two brothers
that are inheriting the Orioles are fighting over what to do with them.
Oh, this
is
fun.
One is like threatening
to
move the Orioles to Nashville if he gets control of it.
There we go.
One of them, the one that's threatening to move actually lives here. His wife has a business here.
What business?
They do not say. But she has a business.
She's in the band, Joan Jett and the Black Arts.
She won't say a business.
She's a Black Art.
Can I just say...
How you feel about it, Babsy?
I love all of y'all for the efforting that's going around to get Joan to hang out with us.
Well, there's such a big musical community, obviously, and
yes.
A lot of the music industry people dig our show for one reason or another.
And the fact that I don't give a damn about my reputation.
That's right. So hopefully we get her on, and then I'll be able to give proper credit to all involved.
Okay.
There's
fingers crossed.
Movement there.
There's shows tomorrow.
That's right.
My husband is going.
Oh, Babs is staying home?
Mr. Babs. I was not invited. I was not invited.
Snort one.
Mr. Babs is going with... his 17-year-old daughter. He's taking her because she's a massive fan.
That sounds fun.
So
interesting.
Yeah. I stay home with baby Babs.
Hmm.
But that will all be okay if Joan Jett is on our show at some point.
Yeah, but he stayed home with baby Babs when you were in front of the Brentwood Zoning Commission.
Yes, he did.
What if Joan came on the show and was like, you know
By
what?
The way, they're currently tearing down the structure in my backyard as we speak today.
The bricks come down.
That is so dumb.
Yes, it is.
Is Butch Jones out there?
Brick by brick.
I'll take this brick.
It's coming down.
I'll build something.
All right. Well, so that's the Joan Jett update.
Okay. I like it. I feel good about it. That, you know what? That put me in a better place because Zindon was gone. Like Zindon lasted about a freaking day.
Does that affect you?
That doesn't even help.
Don't need to.
I put a lot of effort to put that in the system so that whenever you got fired up, it was ready to go.
You got a force field.
I love that you have the crystal bowl sound in the system. That's good.
So
I need more of it in my life.
This guy, you listen on your radio dial to my left at about 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Not in terms of time, but in terms of direction.
Okay.
About 10 o'clock for me.
I was wondering. Yeah.
Has a very special day today. What's up, Ron Slay?
Hey, man, what's happening? I'm in the building.
Oh.
Okay. Like that part. He He do want it. He do want it. Yes, he does. It's your birthday.
This one.
Why we get so slow?
Because this is the part.
Because
this is it.
This is like the.
Did Gordon B make this?
This is the talking over part.
Oh, he did.
That's good.
He said he was awake last night and he couldn't get it off of his mind. Okay. So he got up and
made it.
So Red Gordy B had some anxiety issues last night because he had to wake up and do the morning show today.
Yes.
Oh, look.
And here he comes.
Walking into the studio.
Ain't no way I forget my man.
Good job, Gordy B.
Happy birthday, Slurp.
When I heard all the little jams mixed together, there's only one person can do that. You know, you couldn't have that. Gordy B is the one to do that.
There were some good choices.
Yeah. Great choices. Yeah. And then he let the right choices play out longer. And Kate, you damn right. He wants Kate.
Mayor.
Baby, I hope you're listening.
If you want to send your birthday wishes.
Kate tonight.
At Ron Slay, 35 at 3HL1045. Mayor of Dalton writes, I want to wish a happy birthday to the best hype man in zone history. At Ron Slay, 35. Hope they have a pinata filled with sweet and sassy wings with the lemon pepper drizzle and a keg full of Kool-Aid Ritas.
Hey, that'll be dope.
We are blessed to have you as a part of this community. We love you, Slay.
Hey, man, aww. I appreciate that, man. Heartfelt right there. Thank you.
Man, that was well said.
Ramon's nephew, John Johnson, writes, happy birthday at Ron Slay 35.
Well, so that make him my nephew.
Speaking of love, dude, you and your family, for those that don't know, are going through a very trying time. Slay's younger brother was gunned down Friday night. Down on Charlotte, mm-hmm. Charlotte and 40th over yep, by Double Dogs,
yep. mm-hmm. right in front of Double Dogs. Yep.
And you said after kind of giving as much detail as you were allowed to give yesterday,
yeah.
that so many people reached out to you.
They did, man.
Offering prayers and thoughts and all of those things. And a lot of people reached out to me, you know, they were like, how's Slay doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, call him.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Yeah, text him. Call him.
Just text a call, yeah. But yeah. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate the love from the people.
So you put the picture of the vehicle out there.
Yeah.
Metro Nashville did. Yep. Metro Nashville PD. They wrote, gunfire in Friday's 10:40 p.m. targeted murder of Miles Slay, 24, at 40th Avenue North at Charlotte Pike came from the pictured tan or gray SUV. You really can't tell, even though it's a really good picture.
Mm-hmm.
Of the vehicle, either a GMC Yukon Denali or a Chevy Tahoe. Call 615-742-7463. If you're on social media, Ramon retweeted it. We retweeted it. I retweeted it. Slay's put it all over the place. Mm-hmm. So if you have any information regarding anything, you right. might not think it's anything.
Right, right. But it could be a lot.
Reach out. Yeah.
Yep. And salute, man, to Kayla Anderson and Nikki Burdine, man, reached out to them and they hit back and sent some people out. Marissa, thank you. Miranda.
Yep.
Miranda, thank you also, yes. yeah, for coming out. So if you want to
Channel 4 and Channel 2,
there you go,
right?
Babs. Yep. So tonight, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock,
WKRN,
6 o'clock.
WSMV.
Yeah, pay attention and you want to learn more about Miles and the situation. Check that out. Setting up a GoFundMe for a reward. We're going to give a reward for info leading to the arrest. So, tap in. I'll put it out as soon as I figure out how to put it out. The GoFundMe is ready, but I ain't that tech savvy. I told my sister, y'all got to show me, and she told me to tell Babs to show you. So I was like, wait a minute.
We'll do that in the break.
See, if Babs helps you, though, then she acquires rep status.
Then I'm one of your reps.
I'm going to be real. You know what I mean? I'm going to be real. Like, Kayla and Nikki just jumped on rep status.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, shout out to them, yeah. It's hard. Hey, it's hard work to be a rep now, but it's great benefits, though.
By the way, this is really random, but did y'all know that Nikki Burdine has Tourette's?
No.
Yes.
She put a post out, like she did a speaking engagement with her dad, I think, and she was talking about, you know, dealing with Tourette's, and I'm like, what?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there was.
And you've known her a long time.
What?
She did. There was like a really big article. For those that are new to town or don't know, I used to anchor the morning news over at WKRN. And when I left to come here and get back into sports specifically, Nikki was my replacement
right.
on the morning show as the morning anchor.
So does that mean when you leave 3HL that she will come to 3HL?
Maybe. I bet she'll like the hours a hell of a lot better.
You're not leaving.
No, she won't leave.
You can't never leave. What are you talking about?
Oh, me.
That's one thing.
You don't with her.
Oh, no, she won't leave.
Davenport.
Anyway, so there was a... There
Davenport's
was a
big... got a new deal, so she ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, there was a big article, and that's how I found out. I didn't even know when I worked with her.
Man.
So yeah, crazy.
And huh? I hope I ain't putting too much out there, man. But like she went to UT.
Yes.
I went to UT. Like we used to party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like hey,
I think she'd be okay with you putting
yeah,
that out
like
there.
I mean, kick it, have great times. Like I've never that's amazing to me.
It was amazing to me too, because I mean you think about live TV.
Yeah.
And controlling that situation. Like
Nikki used to do like some funny dances. I bet that's probably why the funny dances. She used to
maybe
like
they came from
it
that.
Yeah. Nah. Okay. That's what
I will
Nikki.
Say. This she's she savvy. Was one of my lifesavers when I got pregnant.
Yeah.
Because she had a baby, you know, somewhat recently, mm-hmm. and she basically just took her entire like registry and mailed it to me and wrote exactly what I would want, what I needed, what I seriously,
oh, yeah. She's a boss.
She did yeah. all of it. She's like, you need That's this. Crazy. Make sure you go sign up here because insurance covers a breast pump, this and that. I mean, we are talking like you want to talk about pay it forward. So she did that for me. I have now sent the same exact thing with my comments on it from baby to four different girls who yeah. are about to have babies. But I'm telling you, she's good people there.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
And very good at her man. Job.
Darren, you blew my mind with them, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darren. Well, the reason why I brought that up is because, you know, there are people out there that are dealing with chronic disease.
Yeah.
And Tourette's mm-hmm. maybe specifically. And you need to know that there are people out there that are dealing with what you're dealing with and you know, trying to do the best that they can also.
Straight up.
And maybe, like, she's the kind of person you can just reach out to her. She's awesome. All right. When we come back, we've got, Coach Mack with us. Hang on. Let's get Chris in here real quick. Chris in Nashville. Chris, what's up?
What's up, guys? It's your boy Chris, a.k.a. Balls Deep. Wanted to wish my boy Ronnie a happy birthday to the best VFL in the 3HL. And say, my dude, slay it. Deuces.
My man. Appreciate it, Chris. That's what's
that was
up,
well
man.
Done. Concise and honest.
Hey, got straight to it. He ain't playing.
Did y'all catch it? Falls deep.
Oh, that's what he said at the end. I like the 3HL VFL. Yeah. VFL.
Oh, I would like the VFL in the 3HL and the 615.
I missed the 615 part.
No, I just added it.
Yeah, she did. She kept going. She took Chris's creativity and then went
and
remixed
it.
A little bit more.
Okay. A little remix.
Coach Mack, talking Tights football next, 3HL 104.5 The Zone.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
3HL 104.5 The Zone. Texas added another five-star player, wide receiver, Jonte Cook II. And this is how I wrote down the story. I didn't mean to write it down this way, but maybe I should have. Arch Manning added a ninth player since his commitment.
That is exactly how it should be.
I think so. When you go get that prize turkey,
yep.
Bring in the sides.
Isn't it crazy
why did that take me a minute?
That's a hell of a way to put it too.
You know what I mean? You got your prize turkey, you know what I mean?
I just sat here and looked at you for like 5 seconds.
I was looking at you like
you know what's crazy? Is there's not any like little
happy birthday, Slay.
Yes. Little breaking news, you know, or behind the scenes numbers on NIL for him.
Oh yeah.
Nothing. No, have y'all seen any nuggets out there?
You might not need any, man. People want to play with Arch Manning.
I think it was just like $3 million and just going to skate on out the way.
Did you see the kid over. That's going to Miami that was like $9 million something? And then they put like, here are the quarterback deals in the NFL that are less than this kid's
wow.
going to get.
It's Miami. I'm never leaving college.
No, I think it was 11.
11. Yeah.
The Miami kid was 11 and Marcus Mariota is making like 9.5 with the Falcons.
Dude, I'm Fulky. I'm full, Kev. I'm
never leaving.
Man, what? I'm hurting myself and everything.
Can I get year 7?
I'm just running to the wall, shoulder pop out.
Folky's going to Belgium. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Wow. Coach Mack joins us now, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Coach Mack, what's up? How are you?
Hey, happy birthday, Ron Slay.
Thank you, Coach Mack.
Absolutely. One of the best guys, humans on the earth, should have a nice birthday.
Appreciate that, brother.
So did you get paid like hundreds of thousands of dollars coming out of West Texas high school to go play college football?
Yes.
Take that.
It wasn't NIL back then. It was SWC, Southwest Conference.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, for those that haven't seen, like, the 30 for 30 on the SMU story, I mean, that was so ridiculous.
It was serious.
I mean, you know, and good for these players now. Good for these players. It will even out, guys. I mean, yeah. you got a great person right there to talk about this. This was a big explosion, and the NCAA's got no clue as to what to do with this. They don't have anything to do with it, really. But as soon as this will all start to even itself out when some of these guys don't live up to what they're supposed to be. We'll see how these NIL things are written. But right now, this is if you are a really good player and you're able to go in there and cash in on this at this time, really across the Power Five, do it.
Hurry up and do it.
Hurry up and do it. It's 100% right.
So Ron Slay has been, as we move toward the 2022 NFL season, and obviously we have several weeks before training camp.
You got a good memory, man.
But Ron Slay has been concerned about the offensive line room for a while. I have jumped on to that concern, and I'm riding on the Slay train on that one. Should we be this concerned about the offensive line group and the work that they need to get done before the season starts?
Well, not concerned, but they've got to get the work done. You've got two slots that are open. That is going to have to flesh itself out, you know, during this preseason. And this preseason camp is an ideal way to do it because you've got two teams, good football teams, coming in to work against. But once you get the pads on, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's an area that you've got two starters that are going to have to develop, and they won't have to develop immediately. But, you know, by the time you start to get it all fleshed out, when you're through with this preseason, they need to have that an idea in there as far as to who it's going to be. It's going to be one of the most interesting things to watch if you really want to zero in on things is the offensive line progression. It's not like somebody's going to come out the first day and just be so dominating that spot is set and let's move on. That's not how it works, but there are some people in place that have a chance to earn a job, and basically that's what training camp is for. It's that way really in different position groups around the National Football League just because of the, you know, just because of the climate of the National Football League, because of free agency, because of salary cap. You turn over about 30% of your roster every year, and some position groups are going to be very solidified, and then some position groups, as the offensive line is right now at the Titans, you've got a couple of spots that need to be earned. So, yes, it'd be something to watch.
Coach Mack, so yeah. You got all these positions that are so important. Like you always say, if you got a you don't have a quarterback, you just playing glorified rugby. In that glorified rugby game, one of the most important things in it is to have people blocking for you, you know, have people creating lanes for you to run through. Outside of that, if you got your whiteboard up, you're looking at your team. It can be imaginary team or we can stick with the Titans. Outside of those front five, what do you automatically go to next as far as parts that's going to help you?
You're talking about just with any team building?
With any team building. Because I know what to expect from you and the quarterback. You got to have your quarterback, correct?
No, you always. I mean, that's something that the game, the way it is in the National Football League right now, you have to. You know, you have to have somebody competent in that area. You're not always going to have superstars there. There's not that many of them, but somebody competent that you can win games with. Okay, that's what the criteria is to begin with, and then you have varying degrees of that.
Right.
But if you're just asking me building a team, you've got to build up front on both sides. Because regardless of how wide open the game still is, when it gets down to it, it's still a physical big man game up front. Because if you're going to run the ball or throw it, you got to protect it. And if you're throwing the ball and the person that you're paying so much is that quarterback, then you've got to pay people that can get to him. And the more big people you can get are people that can play across the front and get pressure with four. That is what helps you be very, very successful.
So let me throw this at you, Coach. If you got that going on, you need a front line, you got to have a quarterback. You've been a part of some defenses that, I mean, man, I just carry you through the season. Is this that defense, if you still have gaps, that can carry you all the way through the season and to the promised land? Because we know we can get through the season, but can they carry you to the promised land?
Well, you got to win weekly. That's the first thing to look at. Now, you're asking me, is this a defense that I think would be able to dominate for a whole? Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
But they showed, you know, that type of ability towards the end of the season. And again, it all hinges on, Ron, that they were able to start getting really, really significant pressure with four people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to roll some people in there, and hopefully they'll get some more back, because if they can roll some people in there and get pressure with four, you guys hear me say this all the time, pressure with four, covering with seven, however you're going to deploy those seven, then as a defensive coordinator, which I did for a lot of years in this league, that gives you so much more flexibility, and there's so much more on the Rolodex that you can dial up. If you have to start manufacturing pressure with your coverage people, then you've got to be able to be really, really solid at, I mean, you've got to be excellent at some single coverage spots. So what I'm saying is, can this defense be? I wouldn't put that on this defense right now.
Okay.
Well, have they got the ability with what I think that they're going to be able to do with the people they are having come back, and with, you know, some of the primary people being healthy this year? I'm talking about Bud Dupree. You can see him coming on at the end of the year, being able to pair him with those other people that they're going to have along the front. And then, you know, the back end is going to be extremely, extremely important, because, you know, Harold Landry is a really good player, and it was a really good job to get him back, because that front is going to be very important. And then it goes to your back end. But you get pressure with four, then you can start moving your back end people around to get favorable matchups. Mm-hmm. When you start having to bring other people to bring pressure and to be able to help yourself get off the field on third down, then you're asking some people to do some things over and over and over again as to where the way the rules are now. You're going to get beat back there in the secondary some. You'd like to lessen the chances.
Yeah. Coach Mack with us on 3HL. Yeah, it's interesting. I can't wait to see how all this comes together defensively with this group, because there's such an arms race literally going on, especially in the AFC. And the Titans are counteracting that defensively with high draft picks at corner. Right. You've got three high draft picks at corner now. So you can go outside slot with high draft picks, high talent guys. And then we know what the back end carries with Amani Hooker and Kevin Byard. So I'm anxious to see the kinds of games that as those guys are able to play more, get more reps together, the kinds of games they're able to run back there on the back half, if they're getting pressure like we all think that they will.
Well, that's the key, Brent. I mean, it really is. I mean, because, you know, and again, you know, you talk about, you know, the AFC West have got some really good quarterbacks, you know, in those teams. And the thing when you're playing good quarterbacks, it's not necessarily what you are able to do when, you know, when the ball is snapped and he's getting ready to throw it. That's not where it starts. Where it starts is being able to bogey and disguise things so that you make him uncertain at the line of scrimmage. And so that his time to process, you've got to cut that way down, especially on quarterbacks that are better than average. You've got to be able to cut that processing time down. And the way you do that, you know, from snap to the quarterback's hand, is being able to disguise in the back end and then get into your coverage the way that you want to deploy it. If you're not really sure what you're doing and you stand and you give him stationary looks, I'm talking about quarterbacks when they're sitting back there, you have just helped his clock. You've got to upset his clock, and his clock starts being upset when he comes to the line of scrimmage and he's not for sure down to down what he's seen in the passing game.
To your point and Slay's point, I'm anxious to see Bud Dupree 2 years off the ACL, because, man, he was bringing it toward the end of the season last year. And I think we've all learned, you know, thanks to coaches, to get beyond the analytics portion of things. But to realize the impact that somebody can have off the edge, even if they're not the guy getting the sack. And I think that, you know, Bud Dupree has so many talents and has such a skill set that he's such a disruptive guy that it opens doors up for maybe a quarterback to step up in the pocket and meet Autry or Big Jeff or go to the opposite side and Harold Landry sitting there with double digit sacks.
Well, the thing that, I mean, it's got to be physical pressure. You know, pressures are very, very important, but physical clock speeding pressures are what you're always looking for. And those, and sometimes those don't, equate to sacks. Sacks are a huge thing, you know, for field position. They're big. I've been on teams before that have been monster sack teams, but most of it has been that the teams are really good defenses I've been with, really good on first and second down so that you knew what was coming as far as, and you could dictate protections, you could dictate matchups. All of those things are important, but to talk about Bud Dupree before you even talk about him rushing the passer, to be able to earn the right to do that, you've got to be able to stop people on first down if they are inclined to run it or if they're inclined to do some things to be able to make those second and third downs more manageable. You got to be physical enough and be able to set an edge enough to stop the run. And he's really, really good at that. And then he's really good at being able to exert pressure when the passing situation shows up. It all goes hand in hand. It really does. I mean, and look, the offense is going to have to carry their load too.
Yeah.
Because I can just tell you this, it's a lot easier to call defenses when you've got a little separation to score. I mean, I've done it. It's a lot easier.
You'd be more aggressive, right?
Well, yeah, Don. I mean, and you're dialing it up in your mind, and you're saying, okay, now this is what we worked on during the week. I've got a two score separation. I've got a 10-point separation. I can afford maybe to give up a little bit here if it doesn't hit, but if I hit it, then it's really big. So all of that stuff works together.
Don went down and speaking of analytics, Don went down an analytics wormhole yesterday with regard to the run game. And one of the stats that really kind of stood out to me was the Titans were 20th in the NFL in yards before contact. And they only produced 2 yards before contact, which was 20th in the NFL. They've got to get better at that, right? Like, they've got to produce more room. Because everybody knows what their style and system is, you know.
Sure. Well, what you're talking about there, it's a legitimate stat, you know, when you start to break it down, is how much push you're getting and how much are you getting your back to the second level. That's what you're looking at now.
Right.
You know, when you're blessed. Now, of course, we didn't have Henry for 9 games, but when you got a back that, regardless of what happens, you know, in those 2 yards, can still separate himself because of either size or speed or just bulk, you know. But to get back, everybody works and fights, and that's what the outside inside zone stuff started so big, guys. Mm-hmm. Is to double the shade, double the three, get push up front, and then get somebody to come off and get in the face of some. You don't have to knock anybody down at the second level. You just got to get in the face so you can get an initial crease to get your back rolling. That's where the inside and the outside zone comes so big. And then when you start to perfect that, that's where the cutback game comes in. So you ask, is that an important stat? Sure it is. Because you'd like to get, you always need movement. What do you talk about on offense? Have we got movement up front, or are we knocking them back and caving it in on defense up front? I mean, that's, and goes back to what Ron Slay just asked me earlier. Where do I start? You got to start up front on both sides of the ball, because as fancy as you want to get, no matter what you want to do, it's still a big man's game up front.
So I know, Coach, there obviously was some issues with that kind of revolving door on the offensive line. But do you think that low number, the yards before contact number, had anything to do with the predictability of what the Titans did were going to do offensively last year?
I don't know, Don. I'd have to look and see, you know, where the yardage lost before contact came from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to look and see as to where, you know. And again, it can happen with stats. And as I say, I really don't gloss over any stats, because anything's pertinent, you know, when you break it down. But it's just like, Don, when I was coaching defense, and And if we were able, to keep a team from getting explosive plays, then all of a sudden, 5 and 6 weeks into the season, we're leading the league in yards, okay, giving up. All right. Now, if we're not real good in the red zone and we're leading the league and not giving up a lot of yards total, but we're giving up touchdowns, well, then that counterbalance doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? And so to me, to know how really definitive that stat is for my football team, I would have to look and see where the disruption was coming, you know, and that to me is a big thing. If it's just coming from people playing, and I know what a lot of it is, it's because people play 8.5 man fronts against this thing. And
why wouldn't you?
And even with that, and that's what everybody does really to start things out, because you get a team that's starting to play 7-man fronts against you, and God forbid, give you a 6-man look every now and then that stuff starts to be a lot easier. So to answer your question, I would not completely disregard that stat, but I would have to look and take a deep dive into where the disruption was coming, not to allow me to get past the line of scrimmage.
Gotcha. There he is. He's Coach Mack. Yeah, Philip Fulmer used to say about that run game stuff. He would say, in college football, obviously, is different, but he would tell the running backs, hey, we're going to get you 5, then you get us 5, and if you can pop one, pop one, obviously. So
he had them backs to do it, too.
Yeah, he did. Coach Mack, appreciate you. Presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Any great health care coverage with an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've been protecting Tennesseans for 75 years. Coach Mack, love it, man. Thank you.
Love talking ball with you. We need to get on the whiteboard sometime during this season and really start talking.
Let's get that. Yeah.
Thanks, see Coach.
Ya. All right, Coach.
Coach Mack.
Coach Mack must not know we got a whiteboard right here. All he got to do is come in here. We can set this whiteboard up right here.
You've been looking for whiteboards for a while. Man, now we got two. We got one downstairs.
But we can't get it up. I need somebody to get. I mean, no, first of all, we can't pin this up on the wall, is what we need to do. Because it's my birthday. I can get it up.
We do leave, like.
Just want y'all to know. Don't take it out of context. I mean what I say. I'm a man, damn it. I'm 41.
5 letters here. R-E-L-A-X.
I got nothing. We'll be right back. 3HL 104.5 The Zone. At Ross Late 35. You just put out the GoFundMe. Trying to raise some money for a reward to find.
Did you figure out how to do
a
it?
A murderer.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
At Ron's Lake 35.
I put it out. So it's on my, dang, you just said that.
I'm on it.
You're just so ahead of the game, Yorl.
Man, I'm not, though, in movies. Like, I still got to see Jurassic Park.
First of all, correction. If you're going to go see, you do, because you ain't even seen the first one. So you got to see Jurassic Park.
Oh, I've seen them all.
What?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
You ain't seen Jurassic World.
Yeah. Is that the one where they're in, like, the bubble? Like, the biodome?
No, that's the new one.
No, I haven't seen this new one. That's what I'm saying. I got to go see this new one. Yeah.
Go do it. Call it the right name, though, Yorl. Us Jurassicans, we don't like when you just mess up the name like that. I told that to LeRon. LeRon told me that.
It's like, what are you going to do if you see a dinosaur? That's Jurassic, I guess. You just said it was okay, though.
Like, I haven't seen any of that crap, but I don't care.
See, but
you haven't seen any of them?
No.
God shame bless.
On you. Shame on you.
At least go watch the first one.
Babsy.
Okay. I'm totally changing the subject.
You are not changing the subject. Why? We're all over you on Jurassic Park.
Dinosaurs, man.
Shame on you is the worst phrase that anybody could ever use. I want to take that phrase and I want to shove it somewhere where it never comes out again.
Why?
Okay, what's wrong with
shame? Shame on you. Like, I'm so much better than you. Shame on you.
Yeah, this whole thing about you not seeing Jurassic Park, shame on you.
We kind of are better than you right now, Babs, if we've seen it.
That's a terrible phrase. Don't ever say it again.
Okay, what can we say?
I don't know.
Hey, do you remember
the Zen?
Do you remember the butt?
Oh, Zen's gone.
Do you remember the butt-chugging press conference, that little episode with the Pikes up at Tennessee several years ago?
Can
the
most you go find that, Hunk?
No, we can't play it.
Oh, we're not allowed to.
Yeah. So even though we've played it on this radio station 8,000 times, but it's the most ridiculous press conference in the history of press conferences.
It is.
And the attorney, at one point, he goes, he was trying to blast the media, and he was like, you guys, the media, shame on you.
See?
Really?
It's the worst, isn't it?
No, I thought it was hysterical.
The worst phrase.
Who was this? Who did it?
Shame on you. On my mountain and look down at you like you're a terrible person.
That's what all the fathers did when we went up there.
Shame on you.
On everyone that didn't celebrate us. But that's gone. That's gone. So we off that mountain.
At least go watch. At least watch the very first Jurassic Park.
Okay.
And Baby Bab's gonna love it.
No.
No, seriously. Baby Bab's got dinosaur in her.
She might have dinosaurs.
Yeah, you see her like she like the raptor. I saw her running away from the soccer field. Like she like, I don't want to do this.
I did finally see Top Gun the other night.
Now I did hear that was phenomenal.
So my 18 year old wanted to go. So it was me and Kelly and Will, my middle kid, because none of the three of us had seen it. My youngest son, Drew, had seen it. And he said it was the best movie he's ever seen in a movie theater.
Did he watch the first one first?
Yeah.
Okay.
We watched it. I don't know, a couple weeks before he went and saw that one.
Okay.
And then we fast-forwarded through one scene. But anyway.
yeah, you got to be careful on some of them.
There's really none of that in the new one. There's, like, Tom Cruise lays on top of Jennifer Connelly for, like, 2 seconds. I mean, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, he ain't 41. Just saying.
So anyway, Connor was like, I want to go too. So he went and saw it again. He liked it that much. Good.
Okay. Yeah.
And he wanted to sit next to me to see if I would cry.
Did you cry?
Did you? I leaked a little bit. But I mean, they kept showing goose and stuff. You know?
Faucet leak or a cooler drip?
No, you know how like when it's really cold outside and you got to let it drip a little bit? Yeah. It was kind of like that.
Okay. All right. Way to hold it in, y'all.
Bubba and Dixon next up on 3HL. Bubba, what's up, man?
Welcome, my brother.
Man, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
What up, Bubba? Good.
Hey, didn't want nothing right now. You know, not going to make any silly comments. But we literally wanted to just say.
Happy birthday, Uncle Rob! Hey! Oh. Allie and Reagan, and my girls. Yeah, my girls.
That's sweet.
Love y'all, man. Hey, thank you.
They wanted to call and tell you happy birthday. Hope it's a good one. We love you. Hey, Dawn. That's a good phrase to say. I'm just saying, you know. So,
you use that phrase, don't you, Bubba?
A lot. A lot. I was going to like find something. I'm just like, well, she didn't give me enough right now ammo to use it. But I'm like, nope, I'm gonna store that one in the memory bank. Just like, you know what?
Shame on you, Bubba.
No, shame on you, Tom. Oh, we hired Brian Harsin. Shame on you, Auburn. I'm like, there's a lot of stuff we can say. Like, I'm going to save that one.
Hey, but man.
We just going to say, happy birthday, Ron.
Love it.
Appreciate that, Bubba.
All right. Thank the girls,
man,
for it.
Hey, them Allie and Reagan, man. They're my adopted nieces.
Yeah.
I've been adopted brother. So
real quick, let's get Eric in Nashville in here. Eric, what's up?
Happy birthday, Ron. Listen, I'm going to get probably severely rebuked for what I'm about to say, but I'm going to defend Don because, guys, I've not seen any of the Jurassic movies. Oh. I've also not seen any of the Top Gun films.
Yeah, but
I'm planning to go see Thor and also Wakanda Forever. I've seen all the Marvel movies, but it depends on what you're into. And also, I just don't have the disposable income to be going to see every big blockbuster that comes out. I just pick my favorites and stick with that because I'm also not a big horror film fan. So it's just, it's whatever floats your boat.
Right. Well, Jurassic Park, like Eric, is on television.
It's the first $1 billion series for Universal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I get what you're saying, but it's just me.
I got you, Eric.
I'm a Jurassic Park man.
Because it's the only different films that people can go see. Not everybody has Moses where they can go see every single Blake blockbuster. Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there. Guys, y'all take care of it.
See you, Eric.
Let me give you a hint, Eric. You better go get your fire stick, get somebody to unlock that thing. Boy, you get every movie in the world. You hear me? You ain't hear that from me, though. Just saying.
That is true.
Are you encouraging bootlegging, Slay?
That ain't really bootlegging. It's really you really paid for it. It's on the app.
We have fire sticks. See?
3HL, 615-737-1045. Hey, we're going to get into this Freddie Freeman thing because there is a web of questions that need to be asked. Freddie Freeman, former Brave, returned to Atlanta to play a series with the Dodgers, got emotional, fired his agents. There were comments from Dodger players like, hey, we're not that bad too. Of a baseball team.
Yeah, so, it's kind of a mess, honestly.
It's a mess. We'll talk about it next. 3HL 1045 The Zone.